Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my vodcast. I can have my cake and eat it too. Yeah, baby. Because you don't have to choose between this dream or that dream just because it seems hard. Difficulty in creation is just a belief. And a belief is just a thought you keep thinking. And whether you think you can or think you can't, either way, you're right. If you believe it, you will receive it. But if you doubt it, you will go without it. You can have the wealth, and it doesn't have to be hard or a struggle, and you don't have to sell your soul to the proverbial devil. And you can have the amazing relationships, and they don't have to be hard, and they don't have to be a struggle, and you don't have to make deals and vows and agreements to get love. And you don't have to give up your dreams, desires, or happiness to have them. And you can have the health and the vitality and be fit without it being hard and a struggle. And instead, it be fun. In fact, everything can be fun in your life as soon as you start making everything a game. And you accept that you can be, do, and have whatever you want in your life. You can have your cake and eat it too. And you don't have to feel guilty that you get to be, do, and have your cake and as many cakes as you like, or if you're like me, pie, because there is an unlimited supply of cakes and yummy pies, and your cakes have nothing to do with anyone else's cakes or anyone else's pies. And you can have as many cakes as you like, and you are not taking away any cakes from anyone else, because everyone creates their own cakes. And there is no limit to the amount of cakes anyone can create. And no one can mess up your recipe and put anything into your cake that you are not allowing and attracting, because only you create your cakes, no one else. So, enjoy my vodcast. That was pretty good. I could have just leave it like that. That's just the intro, baby. Enjoy my vodcast. I can have my cake and eat it too. All right. I can have my cake and eat it too. Yes, indeed. You can have your cake and you can eat it too. There is a great saying, which I've already said a million times, you can have your cake and eat it too. In other words, using money as an example, you can have the money you desire, and you can have the fun creating it. Or you can have the blissful, sensual, luscious, loving relationship without the soap opera dramas. You can have success in this field or products or businesses, and success in another as well. That's the one I caught myself doing, which was the inspiration for this video, this podcast, because I am a very big dreamer. I have countless dreams and desires that I wish to fulfill. I have many business interests, career interests, product interests, and creative interests that I desire success and wealth from. And I've caught myself withdrawing my desire for success in certain areas only because of limited beliefs that success in that specific endeavor seems to be more difficult than another. But as Abraham, through Esther Hicks, has often said, it is more difficult to create a castle as a button. It is only our beliefs and expectations that make one thing into a big giant castle, while other things seem like only little buttons. And the sooner you can see every dream and desire as easy to create as a button, the sooner those dreams and desires will manifest. For millennia upon millennia, we have been taught that we can have the cake if we beg and plead for it, but we can't eat it. Or we can eat it, we can't have it. We've been taught misguided, ignorant beliefs and bald-faced lies that limitation is real. And you're better off choosing only little tiny buttons when it comes to your dreams, because castles are way too big or even impossible to create. We've been taught absolute malarkey that there is a limitation of money and resources and opportunities, and that money is hard to come by and you must work hard for it, and relationships and love are hard and we must struggle for them and deserve them. And so we believe those lies because they appear to be true. But things are only true because people believe them. And this is obvious because some people manifest wealth easily, and some people seemingly attract success effortlessly, and some people seem to have absolutely amazing, loving relationships with zero dramas. So, if the crap that is spewed out of people's minds and mouths and the cock-a-doodle that we are taught that life and money and success and relationship and love and health and happiness is hard, then how come some people seem to have an easy time of them? How come one person is flat broke while another person is a millionaire? How come one couple fight like cats and dogs while another couple lives in eternal bliss? Obviously, we have not been taught the whole picture. We have been taught a whole stream of lies and falsehoods. For millennia, the blind have been leading the blind. The deaf have been leading the deaf. The ignorant, uneducated, unaware people have been teaching the next generation the same old ignorant, uneducated crap. And this is why each new generation rebels against the last generation, because they are not buying the bullshit that their parents and teachers are trying to shove down their throats. Oh, sure, they buy the crap that is shoved down their throats as children, but only because they naively trust their parents, teachers, and clergy, or they just do it out of coercion because they don't want to get in trouble and don't want to piss their parents off, and so they succumb to pressure and don't want to get punished. But as the smart ones, as soon as they can think for themselves, as soon as they get a little bit of strength and a little bit of power, like when they become teenagers, they realize that the limited male bovine excrement that they have been taught is complete and utter bullshit. It is not the truth. But luckily for evolution, every new generation comes in with an absolutely new perspective. And even though we try to train them like clones, luckily they don't buy it. Or most of them don't, or some of them don't anyway, hopefully. Some do, of course, because they're taught that the consequences of not towing the family line and going along with the status quo will be extremely harsh, including rejection and withdrawal of love and financial rejection and etc. It's even getting thrown out on the street. Parents have done it, let's face it. So unfortunately, most young people are beaten into submission to live the lives that their parents want them to live to make them happy, and live the lives that their parents lived. Because, hey, if it was good enough for them, it must be good enough for you, right? Bullshit. Luckily, a decent percentage of youngsters or young stars slip through the cracks, or they wise up as they grow older and decide they have finally had enough of trying to live their lives pleasing everyone else at the expense of their own dreams and desires. So when you catch yourself deciding between the castle or the button, say, fuck that shit. Everybody, repeat after me. Fuck that shit. I'm going to have my cake and my pie and the caviar and the cars and the success and the fun and the wealth and the great sex and the awesome relationships and the adventures and the travel and the freedom and everything else I want. I'm going to be, do, and have every dream that I'm inspired to dream, and I'm going to eat those dreams and enjoy the deliciousness of those dreams, because I can be, do, and have it all, because I am an unlimited, all-powerful creator of worlds. And I can create absolutely anything I desire. Whatever I can conceive and believe, I can and will achieve. And the entire universe has my back the entire way. There are no limitations in this or any universe except the ones that people believe. So, I say, fuck limitation. I can have every single castle I desire, and I can eat them all too. I can and will be, do, and have every single dream I desire, and I can create them easily and effortlessly with zero struggle and zero drama and zero trauma. I don't have to prove my worth to God or anyone that I deserve to get what I want. I am a creator God, and I have the complete power and freedom to create whatever I want. And no divine force is ever judging my desires as being bad or wrong or impossible or unreasonable or that I don't deserve them, etc. It's only humans who do such ignorant, unaware, judgmental things. And no one's judgments have any effect upon my success or my happiness. No one's rejection or doubts or skepticism or fears have any effect upon my success or my happiness. I alone am in charge of my reality, and what I say goes. It's my reality. It's my universe. I am the king of my reality and my universe. I am the queen of my reality and my universe. Or I am the non-gender specific ruler of my reality. And what I say is divine law. So, I'm going to enjoy every single delicious morsel of all the amazing cakes and all the amazing pies that I am creating. And I get to be those cakes. I get to be the chef who makes those cakes. And I get to have those cakes. And I get to have as many cakes and pies as I want. And I get to eat as many cakes and pies and castles as I want. So saith I, the King. The truth, this truth do I decree, and what I decree is done. Can I have an amen? Can I have an a-woman? Now, if it is your desire to accept your unlimited freedom and power to be, do, and have every single one of your dreams and desires, and live an absolutely magical, easy, healthy, wealthy, loving, fun, and exciting life, then I want to hear from you. Go to ilovefreedom.info. Let's meet on a Zoom. Let's play together. Let's create together. Let's have fun together. Let's co-create heaven on earth together. Let's improve the lives of 1 million people together. That's ilovefreedom.info. My name is Kyron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. If you got something from this video, please share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakyron.com for more amazing self-empowering videos and podcasts and coaching and support and guidance and amazing products to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality and have an absolutely amazing life. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!